A cash mob is a flash mob with a mission, and that mission is to support independent business owners. Cash mobbing is a growing, non-political worldwide trend, with cash mobs in London, Canada, and across the U.S. Now, how it works: a group of people organize on a specific date through Facebook and Twitter. The group organizer chooses a small, independently owned business. To qualify, this has to be a business that gives back to the community. And everybody in the cash mob agrees to spend at least $20 at that particular establishment. And then off they go to shop, have fun, and provide a little local economic stimulus. LA's cash mob just had its third shopping event this past Sunday, February 12th. Participants were asked to show up at 3:30 that afternoon in Silver Lake.
You were here for the original.
I was here for the original one, yes.
Among the assembled cash mobbers was Lindsay Thorson, who had participated in LA cash mobs since the group's start in December.
What was that like?
It was great. I actually met a lot of new people that I've kept in touch with since then, so it's been really fun.
Lindsay's sister, Amanda Merlo, said she was looking forward to her second cash mob.
We had a great store last time, so something similar or something different, either one would be fun.
We went to a store that supported local artists and tradespeople.
Previous cash mobber Suparna Jain recalled the January cash mob in Burbank.
There were some cool pieces of jewelry and art.
But Suparna was hoping for a slightly different venue for this third LA cash mob.
It'd be nice to do something that tastes good. Some good food would be good.
LA cash mob first-timer Daryl Furutani echoed Suparna's sentiments about finding something that tasted good.
What will you be looking to buy today at LA cash mob?
I'll be looking to buy something for my wife for Valentine's Day.
Any ideas?
Hopefully chocolate, because then I can have some too.
And Amanda's husband Reed said cash mobbing was a new experience for him.
I've never done it before, so this is cool, you know, to go support a small business and kind of just see what's out here.
Now, with cash mobs, part of the fun is that the business you're going to be visiting has to remain a surprise till right up to the moment the group heads over there.
Do you have any clue where we're going?
I don't. This is a surprise to me, so I'm excited.
Any idea where we might be going?
I have no idea.
Any idea where we're going?
You know what? I do have an idea, but I'm not going to say it to keep it a surprise for everyone else.
And when LA Cash Mob organizer Lisa Gilmore arrived to lead the group of about 20 people who had gathered, she prolonged the suspense a little bit at first.
We're about to have our third Los Angeles Cash Mob, moments away from heading over to our Target store, and we're about to head over. We're just waiting for a couple more stragglers and make our way over. It's very exciting because it's going to be a lot of fun.
And then came the announcement.
Okay, so everybody, thank you for waiting and being patient. This seems like a strange location, but that's because the place that we're going is actually one of the finest chocolatiers in the city. And it's basically like a mom and pop, man and a woman partner. They own the shop, they make everything. It's amazing. I mean, they do candy. Well, you'll see. If you have a sweet tooth, this is the place to be. So let's head over and this way, down the street, to the right.
And off we go. Valerie Confections is a gourmet chocolatier established in 2004. They feature handmade chocolates, toffees, all kinds of baked goods. They cater weddings and special events, and they also donate to community events, such as the Eat My Blog Bake Sale, which gives 100% of its proceeds to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. As we walked into Valerie Confections, partners Stan Waitman Jr. and Valerie Gordon welcomed the group.
Come on in, everybody. I think we can fit a good number of people in here.
Yeah. This little platter up here is just sample, so please help yourself and we'll replenish as necessary.
There were two trays of handmade chocolates for sampling and all kinds of handmade candy.
Six flavors of toffee: almond, almond fleur de sel, orange, ginger, mint, and clove.
People got down to some serious Valentine shopping.
We have some baked goods, we have cookies, we have a few pies, we have some chocolate-dipped almond shortbread cookies in the shape of hearts.
We have oatmeal raisin cookies here.
I bought a Valentine's mix and peanut coffee treats.
Had you ever tried this place before?
I have not. and I'm sure my girlfriend will enjoy the candy.
That's the most decadent looking cherry pie I think I've ever seen in my life.
It's actually filled with strawberry, rhubarb, raspberry, and some rose petal.
I'm buying my mom a birthday present because it's her birthday in 10 days, so I'm trying to figure out which petite fours she would like the best.
What's your verdict? How's the petit four?
Oh, it's delicious, and the oatmeal raisin cookie I had was quite delicious as well.
I'm also getting some strawberry vanilla bean jam, and some chocolates for myself, too.
What'd you love in there?
The pumpkin seed chocolate bark. Oh, yeah. Really unique and different.
Thanks so much for coming. On an island
in the sun. What's your favorite?
The pumpkin seed chocolate.
And yours?
Coffee.
I like the roca. It was the almond roca they had in there, I think. Yeah, that was delicious.
Once everybody had had a chance to buy what they wanted, they emerged with bags in hand for Lisa to take pictures of the third Los Angeles cash mob. People agreed it had been a great time, and everyone was smiling like a group of people that had just been inside a gourmet chocolate shop and had a chance to have some free samples. LA Cash Mob organizer Lisa Gilmore said the day was a big success.
I think we did really, really well. I mean, we had over 20 people show up, and we definitely, you know, I wanted them to experience something that was different, you know, but the same. Valentine's Day, a lot of people think chocolate, but instead of automatically going and buying C's or buying Godiva, you know, these places exist in our own neighborhoods that are amazing and so unique that, you know, that it makes the present right there. It's no longer a common present to give chocolate. It's a unique experience.
And Lisa pointed out another way that may not have occurred to people initially, that the LA Cash Mob had supported local businesses that day.
Just looking at the different cakes and candies and pie cookies that they have in here, I mean, everything is handmade right here. And a lot of the ingredients are bought at the farmer's market. You don't get fresher than this. You don't get a better blend of flavors. It's amazing. And, you know, we're happy to support a business like Valerie Confections.
You can find out more about LA Cash Mobs at their Facebook page, facebook.com/LA Cash Mobs. That's facebook.com/LA Cash Mobs.